You're listening to Community and University Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Welcome to a very special edition of The Barn Burner. I'm, of course, your host, Bobby the Badger Ferris, bringing you the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. Today's show is dedicated to the music of the Motor City. That's right. Detroit Rock City, Hitsville, USA, Hockey Town, but not anymore, because Vancouver is Hockey Town right now, because people are going mental about Team Canada, as they should. It's truly a music mecca with a distinctively gritty flavor. If there is any city that could actually get you off the couch from the Olympics today in terms of their music, it is Detroit. I'm going to kick things off with this Detroit's largest contribution to the blues, the King of the Boogie, the Hook, Mr. John Lee Hooker, who was born actually in Clarksdale, Mississippi, but Detroit was his adopted home. When the Hook decided to play the blues for a living, he knew that Chicago was already saturated with tons of great blues musicians, and he knew that there was definitely a crowd for the type of blues that he really liked to play. Starting things off on the Barn Burner, Mr. John Lee Hooker.
Well, my mama, she didn't love me. She had to stay out all night long. Oh, Lord. Well, my mama didn't love me. She had to stay out all night long. When I first come to town, people, I was walking down Hastings Street. I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I decided I'd drop in there that night. When I got there, I said, yes, people, yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie, children.
the daddy to share. The daddy to protect. Baby, you got it. You got the weapon, baby. You can stop reduction. Mama, you got it. You got the soul, mama. You got it. You got it, baby, 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 baby. You got the weapon, mass destruction. It's the bomb, baby.
From their Day Still album, Hello Operator. Maybe my favorite White Stripes track. Definitely my favorite White Stripes album. The White Stripes, garage rockers, in the late 90s from Detroit, obviously heavily influenced by the blues and also by the hard rock contingent that would come later on in Detroit, which we will get to later on. Before that, we had Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm himself, getting backed up by the Sadies, which is probably the closest that Detroit will come to country music. Andre Williams, like John Lee Hooker, was a transplant. He was born in Bessemer, Alabama, and liked a lot of country music. In fact, on this album, he says that thanks to Hank Williams, Waylon Jennings, Patsy Cline, Hank Snow, and other great recording artists, I was able to survive killing time in the sun because when I heard the music, It was like getting a second wind, and he loves country music, and he said he'll always keep it in his heart. But we're going to stick to the garage rock now. This band coming up heralded a new golden age of Detroit rock beginning in the late 80s, which the White Stripes were definitely a part of. These guys are called the Gorries. They were formed in 86 by three Detroit natives, Mick Collins probably being the most famous, none of which you previously knew how to play an instrument. Gotta love garage rock. Here are the Gorries on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah. CITR News is committed to providing you with in-depth Olympic coverage from an alternative perspective. As part of this coverage, we are launching a new Eyes on the Street feature, where Vancouverites will have a chance to tell their Olympic story. We want to hear your perspective on life in Vancouver during the Games. That's why we're inviting you to be CITR's Eyes on the Street this February. If you're at an event, a protest, a celebration, or even simply on the bus, tell us about it. There are three ways to file a report. Call our Eyes on the Street hotline at 604-822-5334. Email news at citr.ca or tweet CITR News. Then sit back and wait for your report to be featured on the next edition of News 101, which airs Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. right here on CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And so sweet, but now it's nothing, nothing without you, baby. My whole world is incomplete, 'cause honey, I can't see you no more. That was all that you said, baby, but you just might as well have
David Ruffin, former lead singer of The Temptations, definitely my favorite Motown artist. The whole world ended the moment you left me. Yes, you are with the Barn Burner today, and a special tribute to the city of Detroit. David Ruffin, very tragic, died in the 90s from a drug overdose. Very talented individual, and blossomed after The Temptations too, what a lot of people don't know. Had a great solo career that wasn't quite as received as a Temptations in terms of record sales, but just like that single, he had a couple smash hits and the man could really sing. Motown wasn't the only rhythm and blues that came out of Detroit. This is Harold Ballard and the Midnighters with Sexy Ways on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Just love, love, sexy ways. Ooh, with
band called The Go from Detroit Rock City. And before that, we had a little Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, some Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, a little Latin Loopy Lou. Mitch Ryder, so influential in Detroit after the early mid-60s. Cut his teeth on the same type of music that the Funk Brothers were playing. You can tell by bass lines that a lot of those blue-eyed soul guys out of Detroit were really into guys like Bob Babbitt, guys like Jimmy Jameson. Motown, very influential, even for the rockers in Detroit. Speaking of blue-eyed soulsters, this next man in his early days was one of my favorites. Now he's kind of relegated to doing beer commercials and Chevy ads. But when he was with The System, that was the name of his band, he could kick out the jams pretty much better than anyone in the Michigan area. This is the Bob Seger System, and this track is called Lucifer on CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to The Barn Burner. Let's kick it.
Yeah! Yeah.
Vincent Fernier once fronted a band called Alice Cooper, and then he became Alice Cooper. That was before they actually became the shock rockers everybody knows them for. They had some great, great garagey rock albums in the early 70s. That's Alice Cooper with from the album Love It to Death, and the song was called Long Way to Go. Another man that's synonymous with Detroit City is the Motor City Madman, who is a fantastic guitarist and a great rocker, but is probably more well-known for his politically right-wing standings in this day and age than his actual music. But before Ted Nugent became the Motor City Madman, he was in a band called the Amboy Dukes, who were quite famous for Journey to the Center of Your Mind, which was a big psychedelic hit in the 60s. But again, he came from garage rock roots. This is the Amboy Dukes, fronted by lead guitarist Ted Nugent, with their cover of Baby Please Don't Go. You're listening to The Barn Burner, 101.9 FM, on a beautiful Friday, and this is a tribute to Detroit. If anyone wants to hear some Detroit rock and roll, Detroit anything, you can give me a call, 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR, and you can go ahead and make a request. Here we go with the Amboy Dukes.
Thank you. ship is out, baby, please don't go. Listen here, baby. Make you walk along, baby, please don't go.
So underrated! Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Barn Burner today for our special tribute to Detroit show. I'm having a great time. Hope you guys are enjoying the music. I am going to finish very strong today. We've got about a quarter of a show left. The next band that I'm going to play is one of those bands that a lot of music critics have in the back of their mind saying, these are the guys that should have made it big. This is the pride of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I'm going to finish with a lot of late 1960s, early 70s rock and roll today, and we're going to play some connect the dots with bands. We'll see if you guys can figure it out. But right now, this is the pride of Ann Arbor. This is the Rationals right here on the Barn Burner. Stay tuned, like you heard on the promo for Tyler's show coming up next. But yeah, we've got about 10 minutes left, so let's rock and roll.
This is another King song. We'll be right back.
Iggy and the Stooges from the Funhouse album. That is Loose. Probably my favorite Stooges single. That song just makes me want to break things. Before that, we had The Rationals and we had the MC5. Did you kids play Connect the Dots? Well, I'll connect them for you. Scott Morgan, lead singer of The Rationals. Fred Sonic Smith from the MC5. And Scotty. Who do we got? Oh, yeah. And yeah. Scott Ashton, drummer from the Stooges, are all in this little number. A little number that came into the Detroit scene after all those bands broke up in the late 70s, called Sonic's Rendezvous Band. And this is City Slang. Hope you've enjoyed this special Detroit issue of the Barn Burner. Tyler and Cameron for Radio Zero, and we've just been, you know, talking a little hockey. Where's everybody going to be going to this big game between Canada and Slovakia? But if you're going to go anywhere, Vancouver, get there early, because I don't think there's going to be a seat left to be had in the house. So, thanks for tuning in, kids. Without further ado, here is Sonic's Rendezvous Band.
Land, so this like communication, no doubt. The song goes out to Danny, it's the dog song.